This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
There's a risk here. One allegation can destroy somebody, and it's not true, or it's far more nuanced than anybody wants to know.
Yeah, look, I think it's time, and then I'm going to go straight out on a limb about this. We've had a very long tradition in America going all the way back to the Boston Massacre in the 1770s that you are innocent until proven guilty and that you have the right of a presumption of innocence. And I think, again, if you have somebody like Harvey Weinstein who now has so many names out there that it's almost inconceivable that he isn't guilty of a substantial amount of stuff, you start getting this, somebody remembered that 12 years ago they felt bad. I don't understand the standard that goes into that. And then how do you prove what really happened? And how do you prove whether or not somebody really meant to do something negative? And I do think we've got to take a deep breath here and not have the hysteria allow us to start destroying people randomly so that you then set up targets where anybody who wants to can get even by suddenly remembering something that happened 20 years ago.
Valid point here, but let's go back to the presumption of innocence. Either there is the presumption of innocence until proven guilty, or there's not. Now, that doesn't mean that businesses based on allegations, based on the appearance of wrongdoing, that they can make a decision. A corporate private entity is its own It's its own entity. They can make up their own laws. But in terms of people here in the public, then that is the goal until proven guilty. But what has happened in this speed 'em up, impatient world in which we live in this culture that we've created and conditioned ourselves to, is we can't wait for the facts, Jack. The facts are what I say they are, and he with the loudest mouth seems to be able to impose his reality and his judgment on any kind of situation. And so there's a lot of loud mouths out there that are running to judgment on this situation. I talk about being on a limb. I'm with Newt Gingrich when it comes to Roy Moore, because there are allegations here. This is not proven. And as Donald Trump said yesterday, you know, for 40 years he's served this country, he's served his community. None of this has come up before. Now all of a sudden we come in, and as Andrea Kay was mentioning, the longer we wait, sometimes we can, make something into a bigger thing because it hasn't been resolved. It just kind of keeps snowballing. The book of Ecclesiastes says because a sin is not dealt with right away, it becomes more complex. And I think that this is all part of the process. Yes, due process, but it also says that we have the right to a speedy trial. And there's a reason why, so that it doesn't get extended out there, that imaginations do not get involved, and that we do pursue the truth and capture this. This is why the truth is so important, but we've been so casual about it, and it's compromising so many issues of our lives, and not only today, but what is it going to mean to our children, our grandchildren, and the future generations of this country of ours? We are holders. We are stewards of the truth. And it's up to us if we're going to hold to it, because by truth, we will definitely get this country back on track, and it will be better for all concerned. Though the truth can be difficult, and though, as Jack Nicholson so famously said, you can't handle the truth, well, we can handle the truth. We need to handle the truth. It's like, again, you know, I use that old example, that old Pennzoil example. You can pay me now or pay me later. And the truth is the same way. The sooner we pay for it, the better it is. Paying for it later, much more expensive and much more complex. And this is where we find ourselves today, ladies and gentlemen. But in order to get on the other side of this, we have got to go head to head and be honest and vulnerable about this.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. And joining us right now is New York Times best-selling author, the former editor-in-chief of the New York Times Magazine, and investigative reporter behind the multiple number one bestsellers, the one and only Edward Klein. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thank you so much for having me back on your show.
Always good to have you here, and especially to talk about this timely book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, the book that had to be written, right?
Absolutely, and there is a plot, and they are out to destroy him, no question about it.
Yeah, some people would think, oh, maybe it's just partisanship. It's just, you know, business as usual on the Beltway. But this is an all-out war. You and I have been talking ever since Donald Trump was elected, and we could see what was going on. And we even discussed that there were, I called them landmines, that were left behind by the Obama administration. And you delved into this. Break this down a little bit more for us, if you would.
Well, in this new book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have an FBI report that tells a story about FBI agents who have infiltrated the so-called deep state. That is the rogue elements in the permanent bureaucracy who are out to sabotage Donald Trump. And these FBI agents participated undercover in meetings in church basements in Washington, D.C., where these anti-Trump bureaucrats meet and are instructed by union organizers and community organizers and other left-wingers how to sabotage Trump's agenda by losing files, deleting files from computers, slow-walking regulations that they don't like, and leaking to the press.
Now, does this involve the likes of James Comey and Rod Rosenstein, or at this point it's mostly the lieutenants following orders that we don't understand how it directly is, you know, related to the top, including the former AG, Loretta Lynch?
When we talk about the deep state, we're talking about several things. One, we're talking about appointees by the Clintons and by the Obamas, of bureaucrats who are protected by their unions and can hardly be fired and live in Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia, which is a hotbed of liberalism, as you know. And these people are operating more or less, well, I would say, on their own in terms of talking to each other and getting together and gathering and figuring out how to hurt Donald Trump. But then there are other elements to this deep state such as the intelligence communities. Now, there are 17 agencies in the intelligence community. People think the CIA is it, but it's not. There are a number of, and there are thousands of members there. The intelligence community never liked Donald Trump from the very beginning, putting it mildly. In fact, they were deeply opposed to his candidacy because they thought that Donald Trump would cooperate in some way, shape, or manner with the Russians on Syria, the Middle East, and on other areas where we could find common cause. Now, that, of course, has all gone down the tubes with the Russian interference in our election. But the CIA director, John Brennan, was a great leaker of negative stories about Donald Trump during the campaign and even afterward.
Mm-hmm. Ed, how do they get to having so much concern about a potential relationship with Donald Trump and the Russians when Hillary Clinton already had an established relationship with the Russians?
It's a very good question. You know, Hillary Clinton was trying to, quote, reset, unquote, her America's relations with the Russians. And what we discovered, not only was she trying to reset relations with the Russians, but she and her campaign, through this opposition research group, Fusion GPS, commissioned a dossier by a British spy that was based on Russian information that turned out to be slightly true here and there, but largely disinformation used to sow confusion and chaos in our electoral process.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, the Fusion GPS report, the dossier that you talk about, its genesis, started out as opposition research within, you know, the GOP candidates, right?
Well, the GOP candidates that didn't like Trump, and we can probably figure that they were Jeb Bush and Marco Rubio. Yes, they did hire Fusion GPS to do opposition research, but that research had nothing to do with what happened later when the Democrats took over the Fusion GPS opposition research. And it was then and only then that Fusion GPS hired this British spy to put together this dossier in Moscow. The GOP never had anything to do with that British spy.
Right, exactly. But then it ends up in the hands of John McCain, who takes it to Barack Obama.
Well, you're absolutely right about that. John McCain was in a conference in Europe, and he was handed this dossier that some intelligence agency in Europe had gotten his hands on. And he immediately handed this dossier to James Comey, the head of the FBI, who thought of it as so important, which, of course, it turned out not to be important in the sense of being serious information, that he took it to the President of the United States during a daily intelligence briefing, which is a very important daily morning briefing that the President has on all intelligence, and used this dossier as though it was, you know, gold. And turns out it was dross.
Yes, exactly. Ed, in your book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, it's like, you know, there's like continuing chapters to your book. Though you finished, it's already published. You know, now we got the Donna Brazile, you know, chapters being written.
Absolutely. And I have a blog called edwardkline.com in which I talk about this new Donna Brazile matter. Why did Donna Brazile, who is, 30-year-long loyalist in the Democratic Party, decided to write about bad things about Hillary Clinton, which she did, and bad things about Barack Obama, the president. She said he left the Democratic National Committee broke. And my take on this is that Donna Brazile's reputation was in tatters after it was revealed that she had leaked a question from CNN where she was a paid contributor to the Hillary Clinton campaign during a town hall meeting. And I think this book is her effort to redeem herself by showing her, trying to pretend that she's honest and forthright, and at the same time get back at Hillary and Obama for not coming to her assistance and defense when she was fired. She's also, Donna Brazile is a one tough cookie. There's nothing wrong with being, I guess, a tough cookie, but you have to figure out why in the world would she, as a Democrat, write a book that just really, you know,
well, it throws the party under the bus.
Yeah.
And I want to get in, I want to get more into that, Ed, if we can. I've got to go to break. We'll be right back. More from Edward Klein, his book, All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, right here on Bill Martinez Live.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bill Martinez, live.
Use your mind, and they never give you credit.
Get the numbers, drive you. 19 minutes
chapter of the Top of the Hour. Welcome back. Edward Klein is with us. We're talking about his brand new book, All Out War. Yes, there is a plot to destroy Trump, lest you think it might be something else. Ed is real clear in his brand new book about, this plot that is being conducted. It is an all-out war. Now, right before the break, we were talking about Donna Brazile. My take, Ed, for what it's worth, is that Donna Brazile, as you mentioned, a 30-year vet. Boy, she earned all the stripes. I think she was a sharp woman. In fact, we even offered her, we said, hey, look, at you know, after the exposure of her revealing the questions to Hillary Clinton, she owed the American people and the Democratic Party an apology for that. And we invited her on the show, come in, let's bear it out. But I think that this book that she just released is about her being relevant once again, because, you know, here she got lost in the weeds. I mean, Tom Perez takes over the DNC over Donna Brazile. I think that her being in the shadows and not being a player really bothered her. And I think this is her chance for renewed relevance in the party and, in the country at large. What do you think?
I think you are right on the mark with that, Bill. Absolutely. She was marginalized. Nobody was paying any attention to her. She's got an ego the size of the Empire State Building. And here she's now back in the forefront. Everybody's talking about her. And she's making nice to the left wing of the party, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren wing, by criticizing the other wing of the party, the Hillary Clinton wing. So, yeah, this is her effort to get back in the game. I don't think it's going to work, because I think she's essentially become toxic and radioactive in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. Well, you go against the Clinton machine, which still is alive and well. It's not destroyed. It definitely has taken a big hit. But, I think you do it at a grave risk. And maybe she's just figuring, I'm going to roll the big dice and throw the Democratic Party, the Clinton machine, all under the bus. And, we'll see what happens.
I think you're right. And I think it's going to backfire her. I think that Hillary Clinton, whether she knows it or not, I don't think she does know it, is yesterday's news as far as running for president is concerned. But the people around Hillary who have been part of her campaigns in 2008 and then again in 2016, these are bitter people, because they thought they were going to win the election, she was going to get in the White House, and they were all going to get big White House jobs. Turned
exactly.
out, didn't happen. And yes, they are still powerhouses within that party.
Mm-hmm. Well, without a doubt. And Ed, what do you make of this whole Uranium One issue that we've talked about for years now? It seems like years, so much so that Hillary says, "Well, that's yesterday's news. I don't even know why you're bringing this up anymore." But it has finally gotten traction, on the heels of what you had reported, Peter Schweitzer had reported, this Russian collusion that we had alluded to earlier when we first opened up this conversation. Where does this go?
Well, I think it's all part and parcel of this effort on the part of a number of prosecutors in the Justice Department who were appointed by Donald Trump to pressure Jeff Sessions, their boss, the Attorney General, to open an investigation of Hillary Clinton. I mean, there are many, many levels on which that investigation can go, including the Uranium One deal, the $135 million that was donated by people connected to that uranium deal to the Clinton Foundation, the $500,000 that Bill Clinton was paid by a Moscow bank to give us a speech. Mm-hmm. There are lots and lots of things. So far, Jeff Sessions has resisted this pressure. We'll see what happens.
Is she too big to jail?
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. And I don't think Donald Trump's supporters think she's too big to jail. They keep yelling, lock her up, lock her up. It'll be very hard in this kind of a democracy for a Republican administration to send a Democratic opponent like Hillary to jail. I think it would be extremely hard.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, you know, by comparison, and we've been reporting on this, that a Navy corpsman, you may have remembered that Donald Trump brought this up in his campaign when he was running for president. This young man who had been in the Navy for 13 years, had an exemplary service early on in his career, took some photos in a classified, you know, submarine, which is in that context, minor violation. Okay, generally, you may get a reduction in pay. You're going to spend a little bit of time in the brig, possibly. But, you know, a minor, you know, kind of a slap in the on the wrist more than anything else. Well, 13 years later, it comes up. And he spends a year in jail, dishonorably discharged. I mean, it is absolutely disturbing. And in his case, a minor infraction of classified information. Hillary, which, of course, now we're understanding the language, how it had been changed by James Comey and how Loretta Lynch was involved in, you know, making it a matter and, you know, other than what it really was. And even the language and talking about the mishandling, you know, reckless mishandling, as opposed to what they originally wanted to call it, which at that point, you know, it really sends up the flags and says, you know, you got to prosecute this thing. But the language has all been finessed to give her a lot of room. And, and I'm not sure what James Comey was thinking in handling this whole deal. I mean, because he seems, you talk about some reckless mishandling. I think he was a bit reckless in how he handled the whole Hillary Clinton scandal.
No question about it. You know, he drew up this agenda and this commentary, what, 2 months before he even ended his investigation and before he had Hillary Clinton interrogated or talked to or interviewed. And we know that he changed his gross negligence phrase, which is certainly a huge offense against a statute, a federal statute, to extreme, whatever it was, extreme
reckless mishandling.
Mishandling, which is a little slap on the wrist, kind of. Yes, I think he mishandled the whole thing, and then he opened up the investigation 11 days before the election, then he closed it. It was a mess, and he's a mess. He really, seems to me to be a guy who was looking to keep his reputation, spotless, and instead just made himself into a laughingstock.
Well, the FBI was always quick, and those in the Beltway talking about James Comey, they always lauded his praises, how
you
know, credible he was and everything. And, of course, when anybody is introduced that way, it always throws up flags for me because I go, who are you trying to convince by saying this all the time? And maybe they were trying to convince themselves. But in the inner machinations, we're talking thousands of agents quite disturbed at the politicization of their organization.
You know, in this new book of mine, All at War, The Plot to Destroy Trump, I have a section in which James Comey's deputy, a guy named McCabe, testifies before Congress what a great guy Comey was. Everybody in the FBI loved him and so forth and so on. And then goes to Rod Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general. This has never been published before until my book. And tells him that James Comey was a terrible director of the FBI. He stabbed his boss in the back. He said, you know, he mishandled the investigation of Hillary Clinton. He treated his subordinates terribly. I mean, this was partly the reason Rod Rosenstein then recommended that James Comey be fired.
Be fired. Exactly. Well, there's so much to read in this book, All Out War. You'll be very interested and to hear and read the revelations of George Soros and bankrolling the resistance and why the former president Barack Obama won't be leading it. It goes on and on. This is quite the book. And as I mentioned, it continues to write itself. And Ed, where can they go to be in touch with you?
Well, you can go to edwardkline.com. That's my website where you can get all my blogs and all of my articles and everything that I've written. And you can also order the book there. Or you can order it on Amazon by just clicking in All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump.
And it'll be linked and featured on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. So we're going to make it easy for you to get your hands on All Out War, The Plot to Destroy Trump. Ed Klein on Bill Martinez Live. Ed, as always, been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
And I thank you for believing in me. You've given me your all, and now I'll never be alone. I thank you, you're next on loving me.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez live.
Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day, and we're going to talk about psoriasis. Did you know that up to 30% of patients with psoriasis may have a disease called psoriatic arthritis? Now, you might be familiar with psoriasis and its symptoms, but maybe haven't heard of PSA, which causes pain and swelling in and around the joints and tendons. Nearly one in four people with psoriasis may have undiagnosed PSA, in addition to the up to 2 million people currently diagnosed with the disease. Rheumatologist Dr. Grace Wright is joining us right now and has joined Novartis in shining a light on this often overlooked condition and what you should look for if you think you may be suffering from this disease. Dr. Grace Wright, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on to talk about this. I mean, it's tough enough if you have it, but if you are a candidate and you're suffering and you really don't have all the information, even worse yet, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's important to get diagnosed and treated.
Well, let's talk about the signs and symptoms of psoriatic arthritis. Break that down in detail for us, if you would.
Yes, the psoriatic arthritis is a chronic inflammatory arthritis. This is an autoimmune disease, so it's not something that just disappears on its own for the most part with people and can present very subtly. So for some people, they will develop some subtle swelling and stiffness in a joint. They may feel stiffness sort of in the general body. They can feel fatigue, which, of course, we assume is because we've all worked too hard. But often fatigue can be a hallmark of an inflammatory condition. What sort of sets this apart is that you can have inflammation in the skin. You mentioned the psoriasis that can come with this. So those thick, red, scaly plaques. For some people, they're not that obvious. It may be a patch in the ear or a patch by the belly button, a little patch on the elbow, and so they misdiagnose that as perhaps eczema. And so many don't even realize that they have psoriasis. Then when you have inflammation that affects the tendons where they insert onto the bone, we call that enthesitis. That causes pain when you first start to move. So the first step that you take in the morning, you get out of bed, and to take that first step, it's very painful. Or you twist your neck, or you go to do something with your hands, and there is inflammation and pain when you start that motion. You can have inflammation and swelling of the tendons and the joints, giving a condition called dactylitis, in which the entire finger or toe is swollen, and we often refer to that sometimes as a sausage digit. It's the entire finger that is swollen and stiff. You'll have difficulty, obviously, bending that. So it's a very varied disease affecting all of those regions, and some people present one or two joints at a time. Others can really sort of explode with multiple joints being present. But again, swelling, stiffness, pain, and inflammation are always present.
Well, you know, and the other thing that I was aware of is that this is somewhat equal opportunity kind of disease. I mean, I've heard of athletes that are dealing with PSA and, you know, people of all walks of life. So this is not just relegated to a certain class or group of people, is it?
Exactly. This is something that affects people in the prime of life. So our top category is really the 30 to 50-year-old. You know, that's your most productive time. But we'll also see teenagers. We have adolescents with this disease. And we have our older population with this disease as well, both men and women. So everybody actually can be afflicted with this.
Well, and as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Wright, that sometimes we misdiagnose and think it's not as bad as it is. And, you know, just like anything that ails us, sometimes we just accommodate and get used to it. But maybe this contributes to why this condition has been overlooked, right?
Yeah, and sometimes it's quite subtle, which is why it's important to have a skilled specialist, a rheumatologist, to sort of take a look at this. For some, they think that it's the getting older arthritis, right? It's osteoarthritis.
Yes, right.
So, and in some cases, you know, the arthritis that you have is in fact osteoarthritis. You get to get older as well. But it's important to be able to distinguish osteoarthritis from psoriatic arthritis and also from the more commonly talked about arthritis called rheumatoid arthritis. They're really very distinct. And some of the therapies are actually quite distinct.
Yeah, I have a dear friend, you know, she's got a file that's called, you know, refers to OLD. She'll just tell me, she'll go, Bill, I just have a case of the OLD, you know, just it's creeping in on me. And sometimes we give OLD maybe more credit than it needs to be. And there are some treatment options for PSA, you know, isn't that right?
Yes, there are. We have many different options available for people across the spectrum. So with very mild disease, we have oral agents or pills that target the general inflammation, and those can be quite helpful. And we also have some pills for additional targeted therapy a bit stronger, and then we can go to the class of agents, biologics, one of which is a product made by Novartis, who I'm here working with today. And biologics are complex protein structures. So they can't be given as pills because they'd be destroyed by the stomach. They're given as injections or as IV infusions, intravenous infusions. And these really target the molecules in the cells that are part of generating this inflammatory response and really tamps down that response so that we can sort of pull back on the amount of inflammation and also the damage to the joints that we see in psoriatic arthritis.
Well, Dr. Wright, you mentioned your association with Novartis, but I also want to talk to you about the benefits associated with Cosentyx. Explain to our audience that, if you would.
So Cosentyx is an agent that targets a particular cytokine or a molecule in the blood, and by doing this, you can see improvements in the tenderness in the joints, improvements in swelling in the joint, and you can also see improvements in damage to the joint, so that we look for reduction or inhibition of structural damage. The contra to that is that whenever we see benefits, we also have to think about what are the risks associated with this. So when I disrupt your immune system, I have to be very careful, and I really counsel patients on this, to look out for infections, because you can develop a serious infection. You can also develop a serious allergic reaction to this or to any other product. And we also look out for inflammatory bowel disease. So there are various things that we really do have to monitor very carefully, but this class of agents has been very helpful as well in treating this disease.
Well, Dr. Wright, we appreciate you coming on the show to inform us and bring this information to our audience that is needed. So the big takeaway right now, what's the most important thing that you want our listeners to understand after our conversation today?
It's important not to ignore symptoms. It is important to seek the care of a specialist, of a provider who is skilled in diagnosing and managing the disease, as well as using these therapies. We can make a difference, and if patients bring this to the attention of their provider, we can actually help to prevent some of the structural damage that can lead in the long term to worsening function and disability. So it's important to get treated early.
Exactly. And where can they go for more information?
We're going to send over a series of websites for you, but there is the National Psoriasis Foundation, Arthritis Foundation, American College of Rheumatologists, name a few, that will have very helpful links for people seeking further information.
Well, rheumatologist Dr. Grace Wright has been with us today, and with this just, you know, enlightening information that you need to be aware of, and as she suggests, and this is, I guess, in and of itself a prescription, because she is a doctor, you know, don't delay. You know, you want to check this out early, and, you know, check with your medical professionals to, you know, be on top of any potential symptom that is raising its ugly head, right, Dr. Wright?
That's correct.
Okay. Dr. Wright, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
From the studio that brought you miracles from heaven and cloudy with a chance of meatballs comes the star.
Whoa. I think a new star just appeared. That star means something.
For the first time ever, the fully animated story of the first Christmas told through a whole new set of eyes. Bo the donkey and his animal friends follow the star.
That light, that's the star. This is where it's been leading me.
Joseph, I can't go any further.
I'm sorry. There's no room.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Meet the unlikely heroes behind the greatest story ever told.
Try praying. God, I don't really know how this works, or if you listen to prayers from donkeys, but I've seen Mary do this many times.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what you get.
The Star, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Herbalife. Year after year, the National Institute of Health reports, the average American gains about a pound around the holiday season. It may not seem like much, but over the course of a lifetime, around a pound a year can really add up. According to Dr. John Aguinobi, former Assistant Secretary of Health for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and Chief Health and Nutrition Officer for Herbalife Nutrition, creating opportunities to eat healthy foods during the holidays and limiting candy, sugar-sweetened beverages, and fast food can go a long way to living a healthier and happier life. So, to help satisfy sweet tooth cravings with a tasty, nutritious snack option, this holiday season, Herbalife Nutrition introduced Protein Bites, fun-sized, on-the-go treats with 4 grams of protein and no artificial sweeteners. Remember, the holiday season doesn't have to be a detriment to your health goals. With some simple planning and healthy snacks, you can enjoy the holidays and stay on track for the new year. For more information, visit www.herbalife.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Minutes before the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and it is time, direct from Hollywood, California, the movie capital of the world. We're talking about the one, the only, Steve Evans, the movie guy, on Bill Martinez Live. Steve, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, we're doing fine. Justice League was number one last weekend, not doing quite what they hoped it would do. It made $93.8 million, which is still a pretty good piece of change. Mm-hmm. However, they were expecting, you know, in excess of 120, maybe even 140 million for this. So, you know, people at Warner Brothers are a bit disappointed, but, you know, you can't feel too sorry for them. It still did $93.8 million.
Anybody and that's just, and that's just domestically. Like, that's not counting what they did overseas, right?
Yeah, I mean, made money overseas. So they're not, you know, they're not going to lose their shirts on this. But once again, you know, it's always, you know, can you beat what happened before?
And, right.
So. They didn't quite do that this time around. Did you see any movie last weekend?
Nope, I was traveling, you know, all weekend. In fact, it is taking me most of the week. This is the first time I've experienced any jet lag for decades. But I got jet lag this time around, you know, from going from Maui to California to Florida. So I'm just
That's a big jump.
I'm just coming out of the weeds here, so to speak. So, yes, that's my excuse. I didn't get a chance to go. If I went to the movies, I'd probably be asleep, you know, during the previews.
We'll,
you know?
try to keep it lively then.
Okay, yes, thank you.
Keep you awake here. Wonder is turning out to be the surprise title of the holiday season. This is a terrific film starring Owen Wilson and Julia Roberts. We talked about it last week. It made about 27.6 last weekend, and I think we're going to see that one throughout the holiday season. Thor Ragnarok was number 3, making 21.7. Daddy's Home 2, number 4, and Murder on the Orient Express rounding out the top 5. I had 50 billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. Now, maybe you've heard about that, maybe you haven't. I think this is going to be a big movie for awards season. We talked about it last week, starring Frances McDormand. I had a chance to see it. The language is really rough, so you should know that going in. But the story is just terrific. It's this dark comic drama starring Frances McDormand, and she makes this bold move by painting three signs leading into her hometown with a controversial message directed at the sheriff, William Willoughby, who's played by Woody Harrelson. Also, Sam Rockwell plays one of his officers. And it's about, well, it's the perfect movie for our time. I'll put it that way. Know that the movie...
Steve-O, we're losing you on your connection here. So we got to make sure. You dropped out on me real quick. So come back to me.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, here we go.
I think I was talking about three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. So
right.
I saw that, but highly recommend it. But keep in mind, this weekend we have a movie called Coco, and it's an animated film from Pixar, getting great reviews. 95% of the critics are recommending this, and it's about this young, aspiring musician, Miguel. He's confronted with his family's ancestral ban on music. He enters the land of the dead to work out the mystery, and he finds himself in this stunning and incredibly colorful land of the dead, which is beautifully portrayed on screen, and a mysterious chain of events take place. Along the way, he meets a charming trickster by the name of Hector, and together they set off on this extraordinary journey to unlock the real story behind Miguel's family history. It's rated PG. The entire family, they think it might make in the vicinity of about $74 million over the
whole season.
Now, I know you're a fan of World War II, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We have a movie here called The Darkest Hour, also getting great reviews. And this is about the early days of World War II. With the fall of France imminent, you have Britain facing its darkest hour as the threat of invasion looms. And I don't think a lot of people really realize how precarious this situation was back in the day. It was the Nazis were seemingly unstoppable, and they were advancing toward England. You have the Allied army cornered on the beaches of Dunkirk, and the fate of Western Europe really hangs on the leadership of the newly appointed Prime Minister of Britain, Winston Churchill. Newly appointed. He takes over the job when things are really going down the tubes.
Wow.
He has to maneuver his political rivals, confront the ultimate choice of, but does he negotiate with Hitler and save the British people at a terrible cost, or rally the nation and fight on against incredible odds? I am definitely going to see this.
Yeah, great story. Great storyline.
Yeah.
That's exactly. Looking forward to it. Okay.
And Gary Oldman, of course, plays Winston Churchill in this particular movie. And then, of course, we're all familiar with the Christmas story, A Christmas Carol, right?
Yes.
We have a movie out this weekend which really looks at how all of that came to be. It's called The Man Who Invented Christmas. And it tells this magical tale of the journey that led to the creation of characters like Ebenezer Scrooge and Tiny Tim and other classic characters from A Christmas Carol. The film shows how Charles Dickens, played by Dan Stevens in the movie, mixed real-life inspirations with his vivid imagination to conjure up unforgettable characters and a timeless tale, forever changing the holiday season into the celebration that we know today. This weekend. It's also PG, so one the entire family can see, with 89% of the critics saying, hey, giving that a thumbs up, saying go out and see it. Then we have another movie, which is a World War II tale, which just blows my mind. I've never heard this before, but it's called Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. Now, when Nazi U-boats torpedoed a ship carrying about 83 school children during World War II, Hollywood movie star Hedy Lamarr decides to extract revenge. So at night, after shooting her scenes on set, she works on a secret radio system that will allow the Allies to torpedo Nazi U-boats with deadly accuracy. Now, her sketches remain ideas, just ideas, until she has this chance encounter with an eccentric composer, and it enables to transform her sketches into useful technology. Now, the secret communication system that she creates is groundbreaking and eventually changes the course of history. It would, as they say, it would make a terrific fictional film, but this story happens to be true. I don't know. Have you ever heard of this before?
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's not all new for me, but you know, well, yeah, this is going to be interesting.
It's a wild tale because Hedy Lamarr was this, well, she at one point was known as the most beautiful woman in the world. She starred alongside these guys like Spencer Tracy and Jimmy Stewart and Clark Gable, and she invented this wireless form of communication. It was called frequency hopping at the time. It revolutionized mobile communication all over the world, a feat that would directly lead to the creation of secure communications for things like wireless phones, Bluetooth, GPS, and Wi-Fi technology. It's only opening in New York, but it is going to go wide. Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story. And also, we heard about various documentaries that are out from time to time, and this might be a good time to catch one. We have one about Eric Clapton. It's called The Life in 12 Bars. I don't know whether you're a Clapton fan
or not. Yeah, oh, yes.
But who isn't, actually?
Yeah, exactly.
But from very early age, Clapton was captivated by the blues, and he says of his lifelong fascination, it was always one man with his guitar versus the world. And he was, completely fascinated by this and completely alone. He had no other options other than to just sing and to ease the pain. So in this unflinching and deeply personal documentary, you have this doc that traces Clapton's five-decade career as he reflects candidly on how his life experiences were channeled into the music. And through an extensive archive of performances and home videos, along with audio interviews from those who knew him best, George Harrison, Steve Winwood, among others, we come away with a deeper sense of what inspired the legendary musician and his unforgettable work. That is how it's called. Eric Clapton, A Life in 12 Bars, out there this weekend.
Well, I got to tell you, Steve-O, for anybody that has, wanted to be a musician or picked up a guitar, they know that it takes a lot of time and commitment. Eric Clapton did not arrive and hone his gift overnight. This was a process, and as this story depicts, I mean, he was alone a lot, and so it was him and his guitar, and here we are, we get to enjoy because of all that was invested and the pain that he went through and his loneliness, we get to enjoy the gift of one Eric Clapton. Unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, he went through some rough road there for a while, and luckily he turned his life around. I think he's been completely sober and addiction-free for years now, and his career has lasted five decades, and it's just so terrific when we have these people that are still around and still able to perform like they do. He's still out there on the road.
I saw him in concert several years back in Anaheim, California. And, I remember the first time he played Tears in Heaven. And it was a song about his son who fell out the window in New York, I think some 50 stories. And how he could even talk about it. I mean, I'm a basket case just listening to him relate the story. And he can connect the sentences and be able to talk about it in such a way that, I know entertainment's entertainment, but wow, it's the human connection of losing. I think his son was, 4 or 5 years old when it happened.
Very tough,
the idea of thinking about it to this day, it's just one of those things that you hope that, for that, they say that somebody that experiences that kind of fall actually dies before they hit the ground, and you could only hope that that would have been the case for this young man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Young boy.
That is out there this weekend, so you can check out Eric Clapton, as well as any movie you may have missed. There's a lot of great stuff. What do you think you'll see this weekend?
Well, I'm going to have some time this weekend, especially. We're going to get out, and I got to catch up on, what's already been out there, so it'll probably be something that... is already out there in the movie house. That's probably at the top of the list. I got to catch up a little bit here. So
that's great. Well, you have a great Thanksgiving weekend.
Hey, you too. Thank you so much. Steve Evans, the movie guy on Bill Martinez Live. Happy Thanksgiving, Steve-O.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Most people think like